Welcome back to the I Am Soft podcast. This is an interesting one today because I'm walking along one of the beautiful pathways, just a dirt pathway, almost like a dirt driveway. And it's one of my favorite places to come, super symbolic. And it's not something that I would normally walk along here and record for you because I didn't particularly want to walk and talk, which of course then you have to listen to me puffing. So it's not something that I would particularly choose from my mind, but the calling was to come here today. So you might be able to hear every now and again my footprints along this dirt pathway. I'll just walk very slowly so I don't get out of breath. Now, the reason I could see this is happening is because something like this, coming along and walking along this pathway, would be something that I would most likely do after maybe I do, let's say, a recording. And I just love to come on to spaces like this. So it's like a connection time to self, maybe a reconnection time to self, or just an experience that I absolutely love, and I'll use the words of filling my cup. Now, we hear this a lot, and this is actually the theme for today, which I can see how nicely it's tied in because it's brought me along this pathway that is basically my filling cup, if that's what we want to call it. It's not something that I would particularly refer to walking along this pathway in that way, but I am aware that a lot of people use that analogy of filling our own cup up. And what do we do to fill our cup? And I want to offer today just another maybe perspective or a different type of analogy for filling our cup. Because often we feel like our battery's running low or our cup just isn't full and we need to top it back up, let's say. And we will say things like, well, I've just got a lot on. I've got to do my jobs. I've got to go do the cleaning. I've got to do everything for the children. I have to make food. I have to plan ahead. I have to go to work. I have to get my assignments done for a particular deadline or whatever that might be. And we feel like these things that we need to do are coming from this cup of ours. And so when we're really busy, we'll say that our cup feels empty or it's feeling like it's drained. And then when we do something maybe that we love to experience, we might feel like our cup is more full. But a beautiful maybe analogy that as if you've been listening, you'll hear that I love stories and love analogies. A different way of looking at it with a different perspective is, let's stick with the cup theme, but let's imagine the cup now as a teacup. And let's go this beautiful, well, any style of teacup you like. You can go anyway. Go with what you really feel called to in your life. So knowing that a teacup sits on a saucer, as it's tradition. So we have this beautiful teacup and saucer in front of us now in our mind or our mind's eye. And what I love about this teacup and saucer analogy is that let's focus to the teacup again, which is similar to the cup general saying of filling our cup. Only this time, when we look at that cup, we have a knowing that that cup is only ours. It's actually only from this cup that belongs to us. It's almost like the liquid that's inside the teacup, whatever that might be, whatever you pour into that, that you are about to drink, that liquid gold. That liquid gold is coded or designed just for you. It doesn't just fill you up. It's like a bottomless cup that just keeps pouring. And so it's not that we share this cup with other people. And why? Because they have their own teacup and saucer. They have a very unique design. If we imagine it, they might have a different design on the outside of that cup, a different shape, a different style, and most importantly, a different liquid gold inside their cup that is just for them. And so when we go to assist and help everybody else, which generally we say, well, I've got to give from this cup of mine in the old way of when we're looking at this analogy. When we look at this new analogy of a teacup and saucer, we get to see that no matter what we do, the liquid gold that's inside our teacup is just for us. And the only one that can focus on this bottomless teacup is us. And so when we look to other people to do things for us or take from us, it simply isn't true, because we get to redirect that focus, our attention, back to our teacup. And we get to see that it's not, it's a bottomless cup. And maybe it's just our vision, or maybe we've forgotten that that is always there available to us, no matter what is happening on the outside. And what I find is, people will often believe that it's all of those types of jobs that are happening that are taking from their liquid gold. But what I love with this analogy is that when this cup, when we see that that cup is overfilling, it's like an overflow of our liquid gold. Where does the overflow go? The overflow goes into the saucer. There's just a little bit of road noise in the background, so I've just spun in a different direction to try and keep the audio as clear as possible. And so what I love about this is that overflow, the more we focus to our liquid gold that is just for us, we now have this overflow that's going into the saucer from the teacup, the cup and saucer. And what I love, which kind of clicked one day when I was speaking to somebody about this, is that it's almost like plugged in to a perspective. When we see this, when we get this at a really deep level, we get to see that that saucer, spelt as a teacup and saucer, comes from source, from an energy field that is greater and beyond our teacup. It will always be there to assist us, to help people. No matter what they need, we'll be able to provide that, be that, give that. But it's from our overflow. It's from the saucer. It's not from our cup. So we don't feel drained, or we're not giving from our sense of being, our energy, our projections, our whatever is in inside us. We get to help and support and love people from the overflow. And so for this particular episode, I would love to invite you to look at that perspective when we start talking about our cup feeling empty, like our battery is drained, and whether we could look at our cup with our mind's eye and actually re-see it again. We have another look to go, actually, it's not empty. Is it just possible that I was trying to give my liquid gold to somebody else? And the best thing that I love about this is that we can't give that liquid gold to somebody else. We don't even want to give our liquid gold to somebody else, because they have their own. Their magic, their source of their teacup is designed for them. And that doesn't matter who this is. It doesn't even matter if it's children. They have their own teacup. They don't need and they don't want ours. Even if they might think that, we can have a greater perspective that allows us to understand that everybody has their own teacup of liquid gold. And it's only our focus. It's where do we know that? Do we not just believe it? Do we actually know it? And do we trust that? And do we continually focus to our own cup? Now, sometimes when we're working with people, we make it light. And sometimes it feels like our cup might be having, it's got a bit of a leak. There's a bit of an energy leak there. Or there's a bit of a crack on the outside that needs to be patched up. And maybe that's what we do when we hold space for people. You might have heard that a lot. We talk a lot about holding a beautiful, safe, loving space. Maybe that's helping people to repair their cups on the outside. But it's them that provides that energy feed. And we all know the types of people that might feel like an energy drain. I've heard it even termed like an energy vampire. And we know those times and we feel like it's coming from our cup. And I feel like these situations are just a reminder for us to refocus, to look at our cup. Just imagine in that mind's eye, your beautiful cup and saucer now. And what does it look like? And is it overflowing? Because we get to make, those beautiful words of get to, we get to make a conscious decision and choice of where we focus our attention. And to feel that connectedness with the energy that's within our cup, yes, it might be doing things. Yes, it might be going for a massage. It might be spending half an hour reading our favorite book. Or it might be what I'm doing like right now, walking along my most favorite dirt pathway where I can hear the footsteps. I hear the footsteps. We know that when we feel stuck at times, we've stopped on our pathway. We literally can hear the footsteps moving forward on the path. We can hear the times, well, I get to hear the times when I walk along these pathways of when I need to get out of my own way. Kind of like I think I did it in the first episode where I started scraping my feet on the ground, because there's times where we need to actually maneuver around ourselves to get beyond our emotions and our thoughts that might feel like they're plonked as big boulders on this pathway. But it was only my mind or my emotions that placed them there. And I'm able to make a conscious decision to keep moving forward on the path, no matter what. And so for me, this particular example here, it is a way, or it is an action I am doing. But this is symbolically how that cup feels full. It's like this beautiful, friendly reminder that it only comes from us. And it's prioritizing these types of experiences, like right now. So it might be those activities that you like to do. Yes, they are those things. But what's more important for our cup filling liquid gold is making harder decisions. Are we truly ready to choose ourselves? And that might be saying no in uncomfortable situations. It might be making some much bigger life choices. Maybe it's changing a job. Maybe it's asking for a promotion, for a next pay bracket. Maybe it's buying a property. Maybe it's moving out of a friendship group. Maybe it's no longer participating in some sort of social activity like drinking or parties or something that feels like it's impacting on your liquid gold within. And so these are the harder choices, especially if it's high resistance, if we are leaving a relationship, or we are making the bigger types of decisions for our cup filling, because we know that those things are no longer coming from the overflow. It feels like it's impacted our cup within. And only we can focus, nobody else can help us with awareness. That's within us, that's our job. We get to make that choice. No matter if we even feel like we're in a situation that is out of our control, we do get a choice on where we focus. Where is our awareness? Where is our consciousness? So even if it feels like things are beyond your control at this moment in your life, you do and you can feel empowered with your own awareness, because your cup and your liquid gold is only yours. And so today, if you like that analogy, you might be able to remember, rather than feeling and just focusing on a cup or your battery feeling drained, and that it goes up and down and up and down because it feels like you're sharing it with multiple people in multiple areas. Maybe it's family members, maybe it's your work. And instead of it being for multiple people in multiple locations, you get to refocus to go, no, my cup is just mine because other people have their own. And it's their job to focus on their liquid gold. And when we all do this, we start to flow. It's almost like a fountain. It overflows into that beautiful saucer. And there's an endless supply of energy here. This is where it's so beautiful that we can help people. We can be kind to people. We can give them what they need, or give a helping hand, or be there as a shoulder to lean on, or we can be what is called for us to be in these moments, because it comes from an overflow place of source. And I loved that, because saucer, obviously the spelling of saucer is different to source, and I always love to look at that to go, amazing, that energy from source comes from the saucer. And it's just a question we can ask ourselves if we do feel drained, if we feel like we come away from things and we go, oh, that just, I don't know what just happened. We get to look, is that something that we believed was impacting our actual cup, or did it come from our overflow? And we all know the times when we participate in helping with people, or, you know, giving that hand, or helping at a charity, or giving money, or whatever that might be, and it comes from our overflow, from our source, our saucer. And so I hope that you enjoyed that different perspective of the cup analogy. If we add the saucer underneath, we could now call it the teacup and saucer analogy. And it truly has been incredibly helpful for myself to see that we absolutely can give. We can give and support and love others in huge ways and amazing ways when it's from our saucer. It's like an endless supply of love that just doesn't run out. And so I was about to say, it feels like a quick one today, and I've just looked down and it's about a 20 minute mark. So I think it's a beautiful ending, obviously, to create that cup and saucer moment. The beautiful line that I always love is staying soft, staying gentle, and staying kind on self, because it's in those moments of refocusing to our cup, which might not always be easy. So as simple as I've said those words today, I'm really aware that they're not always easy decisions to make, because there are emotions involved. It might feel hard to prioritize our cup, but when we get to see that other people have their own cup, they do not need your liquid gold. It's yours. That one is yours. It's only made for you. That's what you came in with. It's your focus awareness. It's your consciousness. It's your liquid gold. And they have their own. Trust them that they can drink from their own cup. We can only be our greatest support to others from our saucer. So nurture your cup. Focus on your liquid gold, because you can give, particularly if you're a carer or you're someone who is heavily relied on in your role, a nurse, a doctor, who are very much caring for many, many people around them. Your liquid gold, your cup, is the most important focus each and every moment. Knowing that then people are getting your greatest overflow and supply from your saucer. So I hope you love that analogy. I do love this myself. What I'm doing right now is normally what I would do after recording for you. And I feel like it was bringing me along this path to share this beautiful analogy of the cup and the saucer. So I hope you enjoyed, sending you so much love wherever you are across the world, whether it's day, whether it's night. And as always, please, please stay so soft, so gentle, and so kind to your liquid gold, your cup and saucer.